Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk to me, though, about Penei Sewell, because I laugh when I hear, when I see high school tape. It's just, it's the dumbest thing in the world. No offense to recruiting people, but I see it all the time. You hear these fake numbers, like every high school lineman benches 8,000 pounds and they all run 4.9. And then you see tape of them and they're playing against a 200-pound defensive lineman. And then there's, you get to college and it's like, hey, you're playing against men now. There's a learning curve. I watched that kid's high school tape and said, this is different, and still thought there'd be growing pains. And he stepped in from day one, and minus the injury, that guy played at an all Pac-12 level. Just talk about what that is. And because I'm assuming you had that when you got in, there was some learning curve and some struggles and kind of growing. Talk about what's happening out there and what that could become.
I mean, Penei is definitely a prodigy for sure. I mean, his nickname around the O-line is the Golden Boy, because he's, you know, he's Cristobal's Golden Boy, basically. Yeah. I mean, and he's an amazing player, but he's really intelligent too. Obviously, great genetics too. His family, I mean, big football family. Obviously, yeah. all of his brothers are, you know, crazy good at football too. But he just takes all of his natural talent and natural ability, and he just, you know, he works hard with it.
You guys still have to like rough him up, haze him a little bit, just to let him know he was still a freshman.
A little bit. When Penei came in, we didn't even think of him as a freshman. Honestly, you don't look at him, you don't talk to him, and you don't assume he's a freshman. Obviously, he had some things to learn, just, you know, being in college, being away from home, and stuff like that. But at least his play on the field and his work ethic. I mean, I thought he was, you know, he was one of us, that he'd already been here for 3+ years.
Do you look at last year, and I look at your season? There were times you guys looked as good as anyone. I go back to the first half against Stanford, as good a performance as I've seen. Washington, that's the most physical defense in the Pac-12, and I thought you guys whooped their ass up front. You guys ran the ball down their throat and beat them. And then there were other times, Arizona, Washington State, where it didn't look like that was the offense that I've seen. Where was the consistency, or is that kind of the missing piece? What was the difference between the highs and the lows last year, and what are we looking at for this season?
I would say the consistency definitely was the missing piece, because, I mean, when we were at our best, nobody could beat us, honestly. I think if we were at our best, we were just as good as, you know, any of the top teams in the country. But I think at least after the Washington game, I think we kind of thought that we arrived, and that things just might have, you know, started coming easy to us. And
statement game.
Yeah, something like that. And I think we just got used to that and thought that it would come easy. And, you know, we didn't, I don't know. I just guess we didn't think that we would have needed to, you know, keep building, that we were just there already.
Yeah, it's obviously something you can learn from. And, you know, I know every opponent's the same, right? We have to do the coach speak. No game is bigger than the other. But look, cut through it. Auburn, right? I mean, you're on the road, Jerry's place, 80,000 people, and you're playing against Auburn. I mean, that has to wake you up a little bit different than when you're playing Tallahassee JUCO to start a season, right? I mean, there's just, you can't tell me that doesn't get a little extra pep in the step.
Oh, for sure. All I got to say is I'm excited. I'm not going to talk anything about the team, know that we're ready and we're going to give it to them. So.
Can it get you ready quicker? Having a big game right out of the gate like that keeps your focus, maybe gets you a little more sense of urgency?
For sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, we would for sure, like, act the same if we were playing any other team, I feel like, especially with our culture now. Like, we're not messing around this year. Like, us seniors, like, this is our last year. We're treating every game like it's the championship game.
That's Jake Breland. We have Jake Hansen of the Ducks. Now, we talked about Penei Sewell. But a lot of fans want to know about other freshmen. I mean, most of you guys are all back. So how many freshmen outside of Sewell are making noise that are opening eyes?
I would say Micah. He's been turning heads for sure.
Pittman, the receiver on the outside. Yeah, Micah Pittman. Sorry, in case anyone.
He's the Penn State. No, that's not that. I'll get to that's Johnson. You want to talk about him?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But Micah Pickman, the freshman, he's for sure. He's stepped up in like 7-on for right now during the summer. I was like, okay, and even spring ball, he was looking good. And
he's
then,
the son of Michael Pittman, who was the most terrifying human being that I ever encountered.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. You seen that? And then Tampa running back. Yeah, right?
Obviously Juwan Johnson. Love that guy. He's a great guy. Like, obviously, when you get these grad transfers in, you're like, okay, this guy's going to come in thinking he's all that. Like, no, this guy was super humble, just really, like, just a good guy. Like, I love him. But he's been doing really well. Like, I am super excited to see what he can do, and it's going to be fun.
What about you, Jake?
I don't know if I have any specific examples like Jake does. But
well, everybody wants to hear about Thibodeau, of course.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, like, I mean,
Chris Ball's a great recruiter. He brings in lots of guys, you know, 5-star, 4-star guys, all these highly rated recruits that, you know, the Oregon's never been able to land before. So, yeah, Kayvon's definitely a guy who's very, very talented. Yeah. He's a great player for sure.
But for all the talk of the freshmen, like you said, what do you got, 19 starters coming back? I mean, this is going to be a veteran-laden team, especially on the offense. And then, you know, here's the thing. I know this to me speaks to the fact we've been talking to you guys now for 20 plus minutes, and we haven't mentioned the fact that behind you, Jake, you've got quite possibly the number one draft pick in the NFL. What have you seen with, I mean, you've been through the fires with him now for a couple of years. What have you seen from the growth and development of Justin Herbert as opposed to, you know, last year? I swear people were just talking about his hair and his arm.
Right.
It was like the big deal. Like, oh, he's shirtless and he grew out his hair. Well, I'm assuming this year there may be a little bit more to it than lifting some weights and growing out some hair.
Yeah, I think just his development as a leader has been what he's worked on the most since he got here. He really just has great command of the team, great command of the offense right now. And I think he's just been improving with that every single year because everybody knows he's a great player, obviously, but he's really improved as a leader.
Does he need to be more vocal? Does that matter?
Yes. 100%. He's gone a lot better at it, but I know in situations like when he shuts down, everyone else shuts down. So it's hard, but he's gone a lot better at it. And he's even getting this. I know he said like he wasn't good at it and he's going to work on it. And he has worked on it. He's became a lot better at it. And like when he's talking, hyping us up, we're like, yes, let's go. Like we're following him. He's our leader. And yeah, we're going to do some damage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.